This is a production of Cornell University.
Student Assembly Meeting, November 11th, 2010.
The time is 4:46, and we are calling the assembly meeting to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Excuse me. Oh, I mean, he's Igard's here. He's here. Sorry.
Andrews is here.
Excuse
me.
Hello.
Unexcused.
Here.
Excuse. Then. Here. He's excused. Unexcused. Unexcused.
Here.
Here.
Here. Unexcused. He's here.
There.
All right. I apologize to everybody who's here for the assembly meeting. We have an awkward setup because we will be going into the Cornell Caring Community Celebration promptly at 5:30, so we're going to try and get this over by 5:10 so we can finish setting up. Next order on the business is approval of the minutes. You all received those minutes in your emails for November 4th. Are there any amendments to the minutes? Seeing none, the minutes are approved.
Okay. Open microphone, so if we have anybody in the audience who would like to speak on anything that is not currently on the agenda, please feel free to do so. And I would actually ask you to go to the podium. All right. Can you go?
Hi, good evening, everyone. My name is Daniel.
So how much are our tickets?
$38 and $10 per door.
And if anyone wants to go with me, I'm going. So.
Any questions?
Yeah. You have to dress up.
All right.
What's the attire?
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Is there anybody else who would like to speak on a matter not currently on the agenda? Seeing none, I'm going to move to end the open microphone session.
Second. All right. So we'll do a quick announcement report, one only. See you tonight and welcome weekend. VP Nicoletti.
Do you want me to go up there?
Yeah, just here.
All right. So on Monday we heard see you tonight and welcome weekend, so I'll start with see you tonight. So these guys are specifically a late night programming funding commission. And, you know, overall, we felt that they do a great job in finding really good programming on campus to support. But we had three major issues, and the biggest one was that there was a lot of slack in their funding, and that consistently from their funding periods and semesters, there was a lot of rollover. Committee members thought that this might be a symptom of overallocation and that the SAF allocation might have to be looked at again next year. Some also said that the SAFC, you know, wouldn't necessarily have overallocation, but they have high rollovers. Regardless, we said that they should keep selectivity high and make sure that that's a priority. Their liaisons should help the organizations control their costs so they don't overallocate, as well as kind of increasing promotion directly to organizations in order to get this funding out. Maybe students don't know about it as much. The second thing is that we want them to use their liaisons more in coordinating programming that's happening. Over-programming is an issue because if, let's say, you have three small events on the same night, we want the liaison to say, well, okay, combine it into one big event. And the third thing is just for them to follow up with these events afterwards so that they can have a better sense of it in the next year. So this is something that is close to look at because CU tonight received $10 in SAF funding. Welcome weekend. So last year, their allocation was reduced by 25 cents, not because of negative performance. In fact, they do a great job, we think, but it was to reduce their $25,000 surplus. And so they've been doing a good job so far. They've reduced it $8,000, their surplus from the past year, but they can still do more. And there are two things that the committee had said that they should do. One, strive to do a spring event, which would complement the OSC's January orientation event. And two, possibly removing the $12 registration fee for organizations at Club Fest. We think that that would definitely eliminate the burden on these groups and also on the SAFC, which often has to pay for these registration fees. And in the past, they've used the registration fee to equitably assign space, saying if we increase the fee, less people would want to go, which has not been the case. But overall, Welcome Weekend has provided a great service, so we were happy.
Any one quick question or not? All right. We'll move to the central part of the agenda for today and the purpose of this meeting, Resolution 40, Recommendations to Faculty Regarding Mental Health and Well-Being of Students. Representative Desai, please move to the podium. No, go to the podium. You can bring your laptop. All right, you have 3 minutes to present your resolution.
Mental health issues on campus, I believe, to consider this a value of the student.
Is there any dissent to that amendment? Seeing none, the amendment passes. And now we'll go to general discussion on the resolution. It is business today already. And I'll go ahead and start and just commend you, Roneal, on the amount of work and the number of meetings that you've gone through, I know, to get this resolution in front of us today. It's truly exemplary, and definitely congratulations. So first on the speaker's list is Representative Smith. We had two more speakers on the speaker's list. So. Representative Proust, 1 minute.
Congratulations, Roneal. It's a great resolution. Could you identify for us the different people you talked to in the process to make this resolution happen?
Sure. So, first and foremost, the person who kind of allowed us to get this meeting was Dean Brahe.
Yeah, I think so.
And
Janice Cabot. Next on the speaker's list is Dean Hubble. No, no, it's fine.
Encourage you to use language, and when when you speak with faculty to cast this in the form of a dialogue. I think that's probably the most effective means by which you can succeed.
Thank you. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Pendleton. Is that a motion to amend?
Yeah, I'll make that a motion to amend.
Okay, can you repeat it for the record? Is there any dissent on that? Okay, we'll open up a quick speakers list. Pendleton? Yazwick on the amendment?
Oh, no. Sorry. I'm on the original.
Okay, no, this is solely on the amendment. Representative Brockman? Pendleton, do you? Yeah, good. Do you find that friendly? All right. Next on the speaker's list. All right. Do we have that? Are there any dissents to the amendment? Call for acclamation. Any dissent? Seeing none, that is passed. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Mensa, or EVP Mensa.
So once again, thanks for all of your hard work on this issue. I think it's a great resolution, great step to try to help solve the current problems that some would say that we have and that at least to some extent we do definitely have. And on that, I would like to call this resolution to question.
All right, we have an amendment on the table. I guess you want to withdraw?
I withdraw.
All right, he will withdraw his motion. Representative Brockman.
Bar
And this is under the second beat, therefore, resolve clause?
Yes, under the second beat, therefore, resolve clause, an additional bullet point, situations where students will be absent from campus because of family or religious obligations. And I'd also like to clarify, after we vote on that, in the third beat, resolve clause.
All right, so we have, do we have any motions for that amendment? Or anybody who would like to speak on it? There's been a call for acclamation. Any dissent? Seeing none, we have clarified that to be a there for all results. One more.
So in the third, there for result clause, I see you have 20%. And I've seen in my new life some agreements with 18%, things like that. So I was wondering if it would be more favorable to that language. You said 20%. Situations where students have three or more items that a reasonable person would consider to be of substantial weight to their final grade in any number of classes.
I don't know.
The reason that I don't want to do that is because we can't mix those with the faculty community on mental health awareness as well. And they were very adamant on whatever detailed culture that they did.
So I'm going to go ahead and move to discussion list on the amendment. We have the response, and would you like to continue with that amendment, or would you like to debate it?
I just think 20% is too hard of a number. I mean, 18% on a prelim would be not allowed to have any leniency under this policy.
All right, so now we are on the amendment. Representative Pruce.
Well, I agree with what Representative Brockman said, because like within the elite GILR school, the majority of prelims that I've had so far have been at 15%. So I would say 15% should be probably like the objective standard, because you have mostly papers, prelims, midterms that would fall under that category. I think it shouldn't be like a lenient number, but I agree with you that it has to be lower beyond 20%.
All right, next. Briefly.
Whatever you guys decide, I really hope that you don't like to use discussion on specific events too long. I mean, this is recommendation that, you know, in all honesty, I want the faculty to decide, not for us to decide. And in my complete honest opinion, I don't think us writing 15 or 20% of the literature is going to make a difference.
All right, Representative Brockman. Oh, sorry, Gitlin.
I just wanted to.
On the amendment.
Yeah, I was just confused. Do you want it to be lower or higher?
My original amendment was not to specify a percentage like that. However, in light of what Representative Cruz just said, I'd be favorable to amending my amendment and finding a remedy to make 15% of the standard.
All right. Since you. You're not Representative Brockman. Representative Yelswick is now on the speaker list.
In the sense of voting on this today, I'd like to vote on the amendment now. Motion to vote.
All right. And there's been a second. So the amendment is now 15%.
Yeah, 15%.
So now it's changing 20 to 15%. There's been a motion to vote, and there's been a second. We'll do a raise your placards vote, or your hands if you don't have a placard. So if you'd like to approve the amendment, please raise your placards. One, two, three. All right. Please put your placards down. If you'd like to vote against the amendment, please raise your placards. The amendment does not pass. We are back on the main resolution. And next on the speaker's list is Representative Nicoletti, or EVP, or VP Nicoletti.
I'd like to call this resolution to question.
Second.
And it's been seconded. Any dissent? Seeing none, we will go to a roll call vote. Will the clerk please call the roll? Sanders, not here.
Not here. Proxies, yes. Yes. I'm going to get the cup from my car.
Yes.
Yes.
Proof.
Oh, yes.
Who? Raps?
Rao.
Oh, Rao or Raps? No, no, nothing. Keep going.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Tim Leonardo. He checked in late, but he's here now. Tim.
Leonardo? By a vote of 15-0-0, resolution 40 passes. And with that, is there a resolution, a motion to adjourn? Any dissent? Seeing none, the student assembly meeting is adjourned.
Can I ask you all to...
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.